we have your comparison of two kings. David, who loved the Lord, knew how to repent for his sins when he offended the Lord, risked his life for the cause of the Lord, was zealous for the worship of the Lord. You just heard all this, right? And this is a part of Ben Sirach called The Praise of Worthy Men, where he goes through all the different great men of Israel and praises them, Elijah, David, and so forth, Moses. Then we have this king. Now, the most fascinating line perhaps in the whole gospel today is, he liked to listen to him. Even though he was perplexed. In other words, even in this very corrupt man, there was a desire for goodness, a desire for truth. Now, he couldn't go through with it. He liked it, you know. But he was so captive to his vices that he couldn't do anything about it. Now, we say, poor old Herod. That's right. And what about poor old us? You know, we're not exactly like him. You know, he murdered most of his family. He was cultivated power. He made a positive slave of himself to the Roman emperor to keep his own power and to keep going. And he was incredibly cruel. He was also, you see, because of all that, being bound by vice, with all his talent, he was one of the great builders of the Middle East. You know, he built Caesarea, built Tiberias, built the temple. It wasn't quite finished when it was destroyed forever, but it was quite an accomplishment. Huh? And yet, had no authority over his own life. None. So he's having a party, and one of his daughters comes in and dances. You can imagine it wasn't exactly ballet. And everybody's kind of happy, and he's half drunk. And in that situation, he has a man murdered. Now, when the Lord calls us to righteousness, is to save us from that. We too can read something edifying, hear a song, hear a sermon, oh, lovely, and then not change. Now, we probably wouldn't get as bad as dear old Herod, but the challenge is the same. Who is ready to go all the way with Jesus? Who is ready to sacrifice his ideas, his notions, you know, who is ready to give up his vices for Jesus? See, at a time when it's very necessary. Because we could be quite devout, but not paying attention to those cracks in our psyche and in our personality where there's vice. And when the crunch comes, crumble. You may remember the great outpouring on the Isle of Wales, in Wales, years ago. And the Holy Spirit fell on towns at the whole time when a preacher was preaching. And the whole town was converted in 10 minutes. And the whole place was converted. And yet, it only lasted a few years. There was this very insightful woman, Jessie Penn Lewis, who wrote a book about this. And she said, what went wrong? What went wrong? That those who were supposed to lead and minister to this incredible work of the Holy Spirit, did not look at their own life. They didn't learn to repent every day. They didn't learn to examine their conscience. They excused themselves a little bit of ambition, a little bit of pushing my own will, a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of sex, a little bit of whatever. And they all crumbled. And with it, one of the most beautiful renewals that the Lord has ever done. You've got to watch yourself. You know, a friend of mine, the Lord talks to her a lot. She's very famous now, Anne. Last time I was over, last summer, you know, she said, look, I know I'm not a saint. The Lord told me I'm not a saint. That's very nice. You know, get it straight. But then look at your life. The Lord is not going to be harsh, but he's going to be honest. Where are you not attending to your own life? That's very important. Because, you know, yesterday, was it, or the other day, that looks like the whole financial world is going to collapse all over the world. People are going to notice things like that, you know. And then we hear that they're going to form a youth corps, you know. We hear things are going to get, and we have to be ready, you know, to quietly stand by the truth. Here's this 14-year-old girl, tortured, humiliated, threatened, and she doesn't budge because she was paying attention to her life. She was listening. She had zeal to repent for her sins every day. She said to the Lord, show me where my sin is. Show me how I can change. Show me where I'm exaggerating. Show me where I'm... And he did, because he loved her. And she was strong enough to accept that grace of martyrdom. Or dear old Herod, you know, and the thing, his biggest, you know, achievement in his building campaign, the temple, never lasted to completion even. And who did it in? His patrons, the Romans. Nothing lasts but truth.